You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, can I tell you real quick what we did this weekend that felt
I wish you would.
Dom? It felt so good this weekend.
What'd you do?
We took down all the ding-dang Christmas trees.
Oh, there you go.
I don't want to be a Scrooge or a Grinch or anything. I mean, I enjoy putting them up, but the feeling when you take them down is so good.
It's almost like you have a new home again.
Everything is like open feeling, you know, there's not a bunch of clutter. There's not the constant reminder there in the corner of how much money you spent on your children. And all those gifts are now already sitting in a closet, not being used.
Correct. Yeah.
Just saying.
I feel it, buddy.
So they're down back in the basement where they belong for the next 10 months.
You know, we had this whole talk like a week ago that we were going to do some sort of date. This past weekend is like we're the couple that's still nervous about going out. Like, so power to restaurants. I want them to survive and do well, but we're still
being
smart. We just happen to be one of those antsy couples that we aren't going to do that. So we kept saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So we ended up on Saturday. You want to know what our date was?
Tell me now.
Putting on masks. And going to look for bar stools.
Oh, the whole bar stool debacle's still going on.
Horribly.
How did
We went to 6 different furniture stores.
Whoa, you are living on the edge.
Suck.
What are you going to do about this? You got to hire like a carpenter to build you bar stools.
I don't know. I remember, every once in a while you can come across a store that's just bar stools. Mm-hmm. And I could buy these online. I know I could, but I do want to put my rump on one before I pay for it.
That's a hard purchase to do online because, you do need to try before you buy.
It's like buying a mattress, right?
Because it's got to be the right height and everything as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the height. I've got the dimensions. But, you know, we want something that swivels. We live at our bar in our kitchen. I mean, that's where we have our meals. We want it comfortable.
And
the ones that we inherited from the former owner, because they looked so good in that kitchen. I mean, this lady had great taste when it comes to looks. But they're so flipping uncomfortable to sit on.
And to catch everybody up,
enough of this.
The problem is Dom likes one type of bar stool. Gretch likes a different type. So they're just somehow trying to meet in the middle here.
Yes.
I suggested that you get 2 of your favorite and 2 of her favorite.
No.
But you wouldn't see that on HGTV, would you? On Pinterest. Can't have mismatched bar stools. Oh, God, no.
Chip and Joanna would never stand for that.
She would walk into your house and throw them on the ground. What are those running you? What's a good bar stool running?
Well, I don't know, because we can't find any.
They're not
the
cheap, are they?
The prices are all over the place. You can get them. You can get the cheap. You can go to Target or something and get some for $50 probably, but they go up to like hundreds. And I'm sure there are people listening who have $1,000 bar stools. But I don't want to pay that. So anyway, the date consisted of going to furniture stores en masse, being completely disappointed, and then grabbing burritos from Moe's to take home. So,
and actually, you know what? For people that have been cooped up for a while, that sounds like a pretty damn good date night, honestly.
I guess.
You're out in the world.
I guess. Ended up
with a burrito. Real quick, let me tell you what's going on in my little world. I was up in the bedroom the other night brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed, and Nick Nack comes walking in, and she's kind of got a funny look on her face, and she walks over and closes the bedroom door, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? What's going on? She goes, well, I was downstairs with the kids in the family room, and we're watching a show. She's like, and I clicked on Animal Planet or something. She's like, thinking it would be sweet and innocent, something that we can all sit there and watch.
Sure.
And she said there was a little show on about baby animals. So they're watching that, and little baby pigs running around, little bunnies. And da-da-da.
Perfect.
She goes, the next thing you know, they cut to a scene of the back end of a cow. She's like, and it was one of those situations where the farmer walked up to the back of the cow with a big old, like, rubber sack on his arm, reached into the cow and pulled out a baby, a little baby calf. She goes, ah! I'm like, what?
Your kid's eyes the size of saucers.
So I reopened the bedroom door and I went in, because you can kind of look over the balcony there to the family room, and I looked down and both of the kids are just huddled there with blankets. Like, what did we just witness? And she said, sure enough, Reed immediately, you know, being the 9-year-old boy that he is, started asking questions like, oh my gosh, why did they pull that cow out of the other cow's butt? What's going on? How did that cow get in there? And Nicole said she was on her phone and she was quickly like, hold on, buddy, I got to answer this message here from so-and-so. And I kind of, you know, blew him off a little bit and ran upstairs to talk to me, because she was like, what do I tell him now? What do I say? Like, Lila's too young to comprehend any of it, but she's like, are we already at this point with Reed where we need to explain how everything works?
The answer is yes.
And that's exactly what I said. I was like, it's time. He can no longer go around thinking babies come out of butts, which is essentially, because he's had a few questions before about babies falling out of butts. I'm like, it's probably time to explain that there are two different passages for two different things to see the light of day.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, he didn't do any sort of follow-up that night, but he did the next day, and Lila was still there, and Nicole said, buddy, I'm going to have to explain it to you later when your little sister's not around.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing since, luckily. But it's time, don't you think, at 9 to kind of...
Well, sure.
You don't have to be too descriptive.
No, you don't. But, I mean, the conception is one thing. Birth is another. I mean, you don't have to have the whole conception talk. But just as far as birth canal stuff, sure.
I think it's okay that there's two separate areas to inform your kid of that.
You know, I have a memory of a memory. I think you know what I'm talking about. Because I was, I think, 6 when our German Shepherd, Tiber, gave birth.
Mm.
And she curled up. Dogs will find the spot where they're comfortable, you know, to do that.
Sure.
And somehow she ended up in my sister's closet. Not a big closet, just a little closet, curled up in there. And I remember seeing one of them come out, and I was traumatized. I was like, oh, my God. I was either 5 or 6. I was like, just like you're talking about. I was,
like,
I think my
out.
Eyes were gigantic, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, like, I can't imagine seeing that through the eyes of a kid. Like, because seeing it as an adult, even, you're kind of like, ugh.
Well,
know?
And I know it's a That's different time
now. That's a beautiful thing, Dom.
Right,
it's a beautiful
it's a different time
thing.
Now. Kids know more today, I'm sure, than, mm-hmm. like, even when you were a kid, Jerry. I don't know what age you were when you first saw, you know, the miracle of birth take place, but...
So, I watched it on a video in middle school, because they did the growing and changing sex ed class in 6th grade, and then they redid it in 8th grade. And then 8th grade is when they hit us with the actual video. It was like a, you know, the film strip video back in the day, mm-hmm. of a woman actually giving birth. And we watched that in class. So that was my first exposure to, like, mm-hmm. my goodness.
Oh, my.
That'll change you, kid. That'll change you, you know? That video worked for me like the DARE program worked for drugs. For me. I am a complete success story when it comes to the growing and changing classes and waiting to have sex and the don't do drugs because of the DARE program. The public education system worked twice for me. Growing up.
Listen, at my school, sex ed was taught by our football coach to us guys during the off season.
So a little different.
And I'm not kidding. It was not a growing and changing class. It was handed over to
It was just down and dirty,
Smith.
No pun intended. Huh?
And Coach Smith is like, all right, boys, gather around.
Here's what we're talking about today. Yep. And you had a son shortly thereafter, right?